All right. We are back. We welcome in John Kirby, editor, publisher of Jayhawk Slant, covers KU football extremely closely. John, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing well, Bob. Joe, how you guys doing?
Well, we appreciate it. We know it's a busy time. Even though KU has an off week, does any team in the country need a bye week more than the Jayhawks right now?
Well, I mean, they probably need a bye week from two things, and that's one, physically to get better, because they are pretty banged up. I mean, they were playing some kids there in the second half against Arizona State who didn't even travel on the previous road game. So, I mean, they're banged up. And then mentally, I mean, they've got to just get back and just figure out what's going on. I mean, you know, I knew going into the week to the Arizona State game, you know, I had been told by several people it was the best week of practice they had. And, you know, it's not like they went out to Arizona State and played bad. So, you know, I think what you worry about, Bob, a little bit is now 1-5, you know, for a team that's predicted to be near the top of the standings before the season started, and to lose games the way they're losing. I mean, they're not getting blown out. I mean, they're shooting some of those losses. They're the better team. They're more physical. They're pushing teams around. In the loss, I mean, they pushed Illinois around. Illinois is a good football team. So, you know, I think the big thing is they've just got to sit down and figure out from here, you know, get healthy and figure out what's going on in the program.
John Kirby with us from Jayhawk Slant. You're right. I mean, these losses have all been close. They've all been decided late. It's as if KU can't figure out how to stop teams in the final 2 minutes of a half. They have Houston coming up. Houston, as I predicted, with Willie Fritz as their coach, that's an improving football team. They're certainly not world beaters at this point. But Houston, K-State, Iowa State, BYU, Colorado, that's a tough stretch of games.
Yeah, they're going to hit the gauntlet there. You know, obviously, Houston, you've got to win that game, okay? I mean, you know, Houston's changed quarterbacks last week and looked pretty good, and you know, they beat TCU at TCU, which, I mean, I think that was probably surprising to everybody. I don't think anybody saw that coming, especially with the way TCU threw the ball around against KU. So, I mean, you know, Houston will come in, a little bit of renewed energy. You know, it's at Arrowhead Stadium, so you sit here and you wonder about, you know, the crowd and you know, who's going to make that drive to Arrowhead and what the enthusiasm is with the fan base. And after that, man, the schedule gets hard. It really does. I mean, there's some pretty good teams after that. But, you know, Bob, I go back to this. Look at Illinois. KU's got the ball in their hands with a chance to win the game at the end of the fourth quarter. UNLV, they've got the ball in their possession with a chance to win the game. West Virginia, they're at West Virginia, who's undefeated in the conference right now. They've got West Virginia down 11 points with 4.5 minutes to play. They blow that game. You know, TCU's a one-point game in the fourth quarter. Last week against Arizona State, they give up the drive with 2 minutes to go to lose it, but still they had the ball at the end of the game with a chance to win. I don't know that I've ever covered in 25 years for KU a season like this, because it's either been hot or cold. KU's either had some really good teams, okay, or they had a bunch of bad teams that you don't see them be competitive. But this is a weird year because they're competitive in every game they're playing in.
John, do you follow the NFL as well, I'm sure?
Yeah, you know, I try to keep my eye on it. Obviously, with college football, you know, you're so busy during the week, sure, that you do get Sundays off, but, you know, you're pretty focused on the team you cover and the conference.
Okay, so I'm a Cincinnati Bengals fan, and just hearing this conversation you've had, I feel like we're talking about the Bengals right now, because, you know, everyone had high expectations for the Bengals, and we can't close a team out. I mean, you get a fumble in overtime against the Ravens, and then you miss a field goal to lose in overtime, and I feel like this is kind of the KU way. And, you know, all the media, you know, after the performance of the Bengals, they're still making it seem like Lamar Jackson's awesome and Joe Burrow lost the game for him. And the feeling that everyone says, well, the Bengals just are, they're just not a good team. That's it. Is that how you feel about this KU football team, or maybe they're getting the bum rap? Maybe they are better than their record indicates. Do you feel that way?
Oh, I think they're better. Yeah, I think KU's actually I'll tell you this right now. I look down this thing. Now, I don't think they'll win in Manhattan. But, I mean, Iowa State, BYU, Colorado, I mean, these are teams Kansas can beat. I mean, Kansas could be easily, we could be sitting here talking about a 5-1 team, okay? They've got a bunch of seniors. They've got some talent. You know, until Arizona State, I will tell you that physically, they had out-physicaled every team that they've played. I thought Arizona State was actually pretty physical. So Kansas has all the ingredients. They do some good things on offense. The defense here now lately has been a little bit of a question mark these last two games. But to me, Kansas is a scary team. I'll tell you this. I was talking with a guy who's very close to one of KU's recent opponents. He's inside their program. And he told me before the game and after the game when they played KU, he goes, we still think they're pretty good. So, I mean, when you look at personnel, when coaches break down things on film, I'll guarantee at BYU, when Kansas goes to BYU, I'll guarantee at BYU is going to say, God, hey, we can't take this guy lightly. Because if this is the game Kansas does put things together, they can beat you.
John Kirby with us from Jayhawk Slant. We're talking about KU football. So you mentioned a bunch of seniors on this team. They're in the midst of a 5-game losing streak. They had very, very high hopes going into the season. What's the mental frame of mind, in your opinion? Because to me, when you have this many seniors, it's their last hurrah together. All the expectations, the high hopes, the combination of what's still left on their schedule with 3 ranked teams coming up very shortly. How difficult is it? I mean, I agree with you that the talent level's there. Does the mental frame of mind match that now?
Well, I haven't, Bob, been around the team this week because they're in the bye week and they're doing no media this week. Okay, so I don't know what's going on. I know that today, I believe they're doing a scrimmage, but they're going to get a lot of the young guys some snaps in their scrimmage today just to, you know, give them a chance to show what they can do, kids that aren't playing a lot. But like I said, last week going into the Arizona State game, I heard that was the best week of practice they had. Okay, so that's on a, 4-game losing streak. So they're still able to put together good practice and go out to Arizona State and play a pretty good football game against a, you know, pretty decent team. We'll find out how good Arizona State is here in the next 2 or 3 weeks. So to this point, KU still come out and played with a lot of effort and stayed in these games. I think the magic number, Bob, for me is, they're the minute that they're out of bowl contention. Okay, I mean they're trying to go to back, you know, 3 straight bowls for the first time in the history of their program. I think if they get that 7th loss, okay, I think that's when you're going to sit here and start questioning. Okay, what do kids play for?
Hey John, you made a comment that I wrote down at the beginning, and you just said it again. And I'm kind of going to get your professional opinion of this. So I run a hockey team here in Wichita, and I can't tell you how many times my coach or someone has told me it's the best week of practice. And I've learned that every time someone tells me it's the best week of practice, we actually lose that next weekend's game. Do you ever find that to be a trend down there when you hear that from people? You know, maybe a team that's struggling, oh, we had a great week of practice. Do you take that with a grain of salt?
No. No, well, here's the deal. I wasn't saying that they had a great week of practice. I said it was their best week of practice they've had all year. So I just know in a comparison state to their previous 5 weeks, that was their best week of practice. And I thought that was interesting that I had heard that from a couple people, because I'm sitting here thinking, okay, is this when we start hearing the practice isn't that great? Is this when we start hearing guys are hanging their heads? You know, is this when we start seeing guys that realize, hey, you know, we had all these preseason expectations and we're falling short of them. Do you stop? Do you see the effort stop? But it didn't. They played hard against Arizona State. I mean, you know, the 104 degrees at kickoff out there. I mean, it was a tough place to play, and they left it all out on the field. It just came up short. But the effort was there, and they played hard. So the question is going to be now is, how many more times do I hear, hey, that was our best week of practice? My guess is, until they can string some wins together, my guess is we don't hear that very much.
Talking here with John Kirby from Jayhawk Slant. So, obviously, a lot of the success of KU is pinned to its quarterback, Jalen Daniels, who really started slowly this year. He's gotten better. He had a very good game in Tempe against Arizona State. How much do you think he's turned a corner now? And is that more like the Jalen Daniels you think we'll see from here on out?
Well, it's going to be interesting. I mean, you know, he'll, you know, when they face Houston, I don't know how good Houston's defense is. I've watched them a couple times. They're okay, you know. I don't know if that game against TCU was an anomaly or just what is Houston. Obviously, when they go to Manhattan, they're going to face a very aggressive defense and a good defense there. So, you know, it'll be interesting. The last two games, West Virginia and Arizona State, are games that Jalen Daniels started to look better. Okay, I mean, listen, they averaged 30 points a game in the last two games against West Virginia and Arizona State with about 850 yards of offense in the two games. That's not a problem. Okay, when you're scoring 30 points and averaging two games and you're putting up 425 yards average offense a game, I mean, you should be in games or winning games.
I hear you. KU with a bye week this week. They play Houston coming up next Saturday. Off to a 1-5 start, a tough schedule ahead. One of the most fascinating stories in college football, in my opinion. John, thanks for coming on to talk about it. We appreciate your insight.
All right, guys. Have a good one.